Hello and welcome to this week's Start-Stop Reflection from St. Stephen Walbrook, when we pause to reflect for a few minutes. I'm Stephen Baxter. We begin this week's reflection with Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, We will go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand in thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is at unity in itself. For thither the tribes go up, even the tribes of the Lord, to testify unto Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there is the seat of judgment, even the seat of the house of David. O pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and plenteousness within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will wish thee prosperity. Yea, because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek to do thee good. One of the particularly tragic aspects of the disturbing resumption of violence between the Israelis and Palestinians is the number of children killed in the bombardments, the vast majority amongst the people of Gaza. 4 years ago, I had the privilege and joy of visiting the Holy Land for the first time on pilgrimage. For me, the highlight of my time there was repeatedly visiting the old city of Jerusalem and spending time not only amongst the sacred sites, but also wandering around its compact, narrow streets and alleyways, its markets, and along the walls that encircle it. The city now has four quarters: Christian, Armenian, Jewish, and Muslim. The different quarters have their own character and flavours. However, I could walk freely within and between all the different quarters with no sense of alarm or sign of conflict or tension, other than the regular sight of heavily armed and seemingly very young Israeli soldiers. All seemed to live alongside each other and go about daily lives without apparent friction. I had many informative and thought-provoking conversations, including an hour's chat with a Palestinian doctor who was remarkably well-versed in Jewish and Christian scriptures, as well as Islamic writings. We chatted while overlooking the Wailing Wall. However, one of the most abiding memories is seeing so many children on the streets of the city, children with or without parents, playing, laughing, kicking footballs, running on their way to school. One of the more mischievous crept up behind me as I was studiously framing a photograph in a market street. He shouted, "Boo!" and then ran off hysterically with his mates after I jumped in shock. It was and is my hope and prayer that such children will grow up with a much greater awareness of all they share in common with those of other religions and ethnicities, rather than focusing on what divides, despite the deep history of conflict, and that they might be able to erode the embedded mistrust and see reconciliation and peace as absolute priorities. The conflict affecting this small area of land that is the centre of the world for the three major monotheistic religions of the world is obviously deeply complex, and the tensions difficult for outsiders to understand properly. However, the Israeli bombardments seem disproportionate, and the suffering, especially among the Palestinians, is extreme. They are hugely dependent on the provision of external aid, which is now being jeopardised, and increasingly exposed to the spread of COVID-19, especially as a testing and vaccination centre has just been bombed in Gaza. A campaign for all in the Holy Land to experience peace, reconciliation, and a commitment to live alongside each other in mutual support, of course, requires the interest, support, and prayers of the whole world. Pilgrimage has been an important part of discipleship since the early church, reflecting the reality that the Christian life is a lifelong pilgrimage. Pilgrimages provide focused time to allow yourself to be open to new experiences, to gain insight through conversation, time away from normal routines, stimulation from sacred places, and reflection. Jerusalem, the city over which Jesus wept and where the pilgrimage of his earthly life ended, has naturally been the ultimate place of pilgrimage, enabling experience of the landscapes and context of the narrative of the Gospels. One of the first pilgrims to Jerusalem and the Holy Land was Helena, the mother of the Emperor Constantine, who legalized Christianity within the Roman Empire, and who was converted, as was his mother. Helena, who is commemorated by the Church this week, worked amongst the poor and orphans of the Holy Land and orchestrated the building of the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem above the grotto where it was believed that Jesus was born. She also helped to identify the location of the tomb of Jesus, above which a chapel was constructed after a Roman temple to Venus built on the site by Hadrian had been torn down. The chapel was later developed into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which also covers what is believed to be Calvary, the place of crucifixion, and the garden where Mary Magdalene encountered the risen Jesus. Reading that account in John's Gospel at dawn at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre was unforgettably powerful. I very much hope that I will soon be able to return to Jerusalem and the Holy Land, hopefully with a party from the community of St. Stephen Walbrook. Our fervent prayers are required for the people and the children throughout the Holy Land, and for the outbreak of lasting peace, healing and reconciliation. So let us pray. Lord of all compassion, we pray during these difficult days for the peoples of the Holy Land. May the gentleness of Christ prevail through the pain of conflict and mistrust. May the presence of Christ heal the wounds that are inflicted. May the hope and courage of Christ be with all who are desperate and dying. May the truth of Christ enlighten those in positions of authority to seek new ways of living that foster harmony and mutual respect. And may the peace of Christ dwell deep within the hearts of all in this, the land of the Holy One. We ask this and all our prayers through the same Jesus Christ, whose way is the most excellent way of love. Amen. Many thanks for listening to this reflection. Please do join us when you're able at the church, which is now open from Tuesday to Friday, with choral classics and sung Eucharist on Thursdays. Do have a blessed and safe week ahead.